We're thankful for each one that's here. We miss those that are not here. Pray the Lord would bless and be with them today. I have a little message on continuing on. I believe the Lord wants us to think about the verse that says, continue in the things that thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. That's not exactly pretty close. But we want to continue on in the things that God has given and provided. I want to look at Matthew, the 7th chapter, and the 13th verse. It says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And I believe another verse mentions it says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. I believe the Lord wants us to pursue heaven. He wants us that to be the main goal of our life, is to make heaven our home. And this scripture here, now this one doesn't mention it, but there's another verse I believe it says, strive to enter in at the straight and narrow gate. We want to strive. We want to apply our hearts. We want to fulfill. I believe our salvation is, God has a responsibility. It's like marriage. God has a responsibility and we have a responsibility. We have a part to do. You don't have a good marriage if only one partner is doing their part and the other one is shunning their responsibility. That doesn't make a good marriage. That doesn't make for a good home. But if both parts are doing their part, and I don't question today God's part, God is faithful to His promises. He's faithful to His Word. But our part is the part that we want to be concerned about. We want to do our part. We want to strive. We want to continue to live for God and serve Him. And we want to go through the straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And he said, few there be that find it. And I don't know, that lets me know that there's going to need to be some, we're not going to make heaven unintentionally. We're not going to just end up in heaven unintentionally. It's going to be because we purpose, we enter, we follow, we fulfill our responsibility, and God will fulfill His responsibility. 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. Verse 24, he says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. He mentions here running a race. I like that depiction of running a race. This is not a 100-yard dash, though. The Christian life is a long-distance run. It's a marathon. It's something that's going to take some endurance on our part. You know, a 100-yard dash, they just give it all they have. 100 yards is about under 10 seconds. 10 seconds or under, some of those runners can run 100-yard dashes. I'm not for sure on the time on that. I know that the 440 was a minute, because that's what I used to run. 440 was a minute. If you could get a minute or under a minute, you were doing pretty good on a 440. So a 100-yard dash is probably a lot less than that, a lot less than a minute, probably around pretty close to what I said. But we're in a long-distance run. It's not something that happens. Here he mentions, he says, one receiveth the prize. I'm thankful today that in the Christian life, there's not just one person that's going to receive the prize, the first place, and everybody else is out. That's not the way it is in the Christian race. If we run, if we stay in the race, if we get up when we fall. I saw the other day, it was on my phone, a news deal. This lady finished the marathon. She didn't get first place, but she was at the top. But her shirt was all bloody. Her shirt just had blood sprinkled all over the front of it. And I read it, and she had tripped. Somehow she had lost her footing. She had tripped. She had bloodied her nose. But she got up and she kept running. She stayed in the race. She didn't quit. She stayed in. And I believe that's what the Lord wants us to do today. He wants us to continue on in the things that we've learned, the things that we understand, we know to be right. God wants us to hold on and continue running, regardless of what direction other people are running, what other people are doing. We want to have our focus upon living for God and serving Him. He said, so run that you may obtain. In other words, run in such a way that you can get, that you can reach the goal, that you can finish the course. And the Lord wants us. He said, so run that you may obtain. And then He talks about keeping our bodies under. He talks about the corruptible crowns of life. There are a lot of crowns that people gain in this life, and they're corruptible. They just they perish. They, after a while, everybody forgets. You know, I've got some. We got in our stories. I got some trophies that I had from when I was in school. They're sitting in the. They're just junk. I need to get rid of them. They're just junk. They don't mean anything. I'm not sure why I have them. I didn't know if my children might want them. I don't know. They're corruptible. They perish. They fade. But we this morning are running for an incorruptible crown. It means everything to us today. Heaven is worth the obstacles. It's worth. There's one song that we sang. It talked about the things that caused our heart to tremble or fear here. When we get there, it's just going to be like a passing smile. You know, let's continue in the race. Let's stay in the place that God wants us to be. Keep putting one step forward. Keep running. Continue on in the things that God has for us. He said, "I therefore so run, not as uncertainly." He had his mind. He had his goal. He wasn't running in uncertainty. He knew what he was running for. Adam Clark mentions a few comments I wanted to note. He said, "Be as much in earnest to get to heaven as others are to gain their prize." You know, the way the world seeks after the world, the way they seek after success, the way they seek after things, we want to imitate that in living for God. We want our hearts to be in it. We want to not just have a form of godliness, but we want to have our heart in serving God and living for Him and in running for Him and being what He wants us to be. He said, "Be as much in earnest to get to heaven as others are to gain their prize," or their corruptible prize. He mentions also the word uncertainly, also mentions ignorantly. "I do not run like one ignorant of what he is about or of the laws of the course. I know that there is an eternal life. I know the way that leads to it. And I know and feel the power of it." You know, the Lord, we can know. I'm convinced and I'm persuaded of heaven. I've never seen it. I've never been there. But I believe God's word is true. I believe in eternal life. I believe when we take our last breath, I believe if we're ready to meet God that we go to paradise. There's a place, a good place for us when we leave this life. And I thank the Lord for that. He says, "I do not run like one ignorant of what he is about." We don't want to lose that goal. We don't want to get sidetracked from our purpose or of the laws of the course. You know, God's got some laws. He's got, just like there's laws in a natural race, there's, you know, if you start off before the gun goes off or before the signal, you're disqualified. You're out. There are laws. There are lanes. There are rules that we have to run by. And we have the rules. We have the laws. We have the plan that God has given to us. It's sad today that so many people today think that they're going to heaven and they never look at the rule book. They never get the rule book out to see how to run, to see how to fight, how to run a good race. They don't get the book out to study. But we have the words of the Lord, and I believe they're true. I believe they're right, and I believe we can know the way that leads to it, and I know and feel the power of it working in my life. Let's run wisely, with purpose, carefully, earnestly, honestly, and sincerely. Let's run this way that we can be able to obtain the crown that is for us. And he mentioned this temperance. He said, in verse 25, he mentions it twice. He said, "Every man striveth for the mastery, is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible." We need temperance. We need to be in this race to be temperate in the things that God has given to us. We get out of kilter. You know, the devil would like to imbalance us one way or another. He would like for us to get too loose and get too strict. I didn't realize it, but I was visiting with someone the other day, and they made comment. They said that so and so was so strict he couldn't live it. He felt like sometimes even laughter was a compromise, and he was just under bondage. He was under a bondage, a load that wasn't of God. And I know the devil likes to try to get us one way or the other. He would like to get us overboard one way or overboard the other way. Either way can cause damage and detriment to us. But let's be temperate in the things and the affairs that God has given us. There are times God has seasons and times that we observe the things that God, to be temperate in those things and to be what God is calling us to be. In verse 27, he mentions it too. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. So we have a responsibility, I believe, this morning to run a good race and to help us. In Hebrews, the 12th chapter, Hebrews 12th chapter and the first verse, he mentions, he says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." He said, we're compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight, those things that hinder. I think another scripture I wanted to bring here, he said, let us lay aside. Jesus talked about, he mentioned, he said, if your eye offends you, pluck it out. If your hand offends you, cut it off. And he wasn't talking about body dismemberment, but I believe what he was trying to say was to be drastic, take if it takes drastic measures, and sometimes it does. Because we're human, we have certain tendencies. If it takes drastic measures, take drastic measures, whatever it takes, to be able to run the race at God and to obtain the crown. If we have to cut some things off, if we have to set aside some things that are weighing us down, that are holding us back, that are hindering us, Lord, help us to be able to lay aside those weights and those things that would encumber us and cause us to come up short. I used to practice. I remember when we lived over there by the Longfellow Junior High, I'd put weights on my ankles. They call them ankle weights. And you'd run with those. They were about like 2.5 pounds a piece on each foot. You run with those ankle weights a little while, and then you take them off, and boy, I tell you, you feel like you can fly. And that's what it, when we lay aside those weights, it just gives us greater freedom, greater blessing when we're not allowing something to drag us down or pull us back, whatever it is, if it's worry or fear or whatever it might be, it can be a weight and a hindrance to us. We want to lay aside those things that would keep us from running a good race and continuing on and being what God And I mentioned this story before, but when I was in junior high, a friend of mine, he ran the mile. He was a good long distance runner. But we were at a track meet, and they were running the mile. He said, "I want to give it my all." The signal went off. He took off running. Man, he left everybody. He was probably 3/4 of a track ahead of everybody. He just barreled out there. Lap 2. Lap 3. He started slowing down. I mean, he made everybody look bad at the start. I mean, it looked like a sweep. But the thing was, it was a mile. And he was trying to run the mile like he would a 100-yard dash. And he started slowing down. Finally, other people started passing him up. We were sitting, it was kind of a football field, and there was a track around it. There was a group of us sitting. Come around the last corner, he comes off the track, and he sits down with us. He didn't finish the race, and he got strongly rebuked by the coach. Strongly rebuked. "You don't ever do that again." And I don't think he did. Of course, he didn't run it again like he did a 100-yard dash. But it was an endurance. It was a long run. And that last, you know, he was so far behind, people had passed him up. He just ran down. He didn't finish the line. He just came over and sat down with us. And I'd never seen no one do that before. No one not finish the race. And I had an inkling he was going to get reprimanded. Lord, help us today. Help me. Help us to stay in the race, stay in the fight, finish the course. We may have blood all over our shirt. We may have been scraped up and bunged up, but Lord, help us to cross the finish line. You know, Brother Cliff Smith, we were at Monarch one year, and we were singing in the service, and he said he had a vision during the service. I don't know if you've heard him say this. I've heard him tell it different times. But he said he saw, kind of up in the air, he saw some of the older saints that he knew. He saw their faces, and he knew them there. And I don't remember which ones. He named them out. He remembers seeing different ones and they were waving. They were saying, "Come on, you can make it. Keep at it. Come on." And that was such an encouragement and a blessing to him. And I, you know, with Brother Philip passing, it makes me feel like we're getting so close. Brother Willie, you're about 70. Or 70, are you?
About a year.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're getting close. Brother Dwayne, how old are you?
76.
You're getting pretty close. Sister Nina.
86.
You're getting really close.
Sometimes we don't realize how close we are. You know, I was confident, Philip, of his life. We prayed a lot of times together. But I believe we are encompassed with a great cloud of witnesses. And we've seen people that have won the victory, gained the prize. I know Sister Dorothy Wilson, when she was passing, she saw heavenly beings in her room. She saw things there between life and death that we couldn't, that other people couldn't see. Let's continue on. Let's fight a good fight. Let's finish our course. Let's keep the faith. Paul mentions that. He said, I fought a good fight. In other words, I ran a good race. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. We are getting closer. We don't know how long our race will run. It's an endurance run. But Lord, help us today to stay in there and continue on. And if we finish, we finish the line, we keep the faith, we have that hope of eternal rest, eternal salvation, eternal peace, eternal blessing, all that heaven has to offer us. Heaven will surely be worth it all this morning. Let's not lose. Let's not be affected by how we see other people running. Let's not allow those things to slow us down. Let's just keep our eyes upon Jesus. Keep that personal testimony, that personal relationship with God. That's the only thing that's going to... You can't run the race for me and I can't run it for you. I wish I could. I wish we could. But we can be an encouragement and inspiration one to another in the race to help us to keep encouraged, to stay in the race and to gain that heavenly prize. I thank the Lord today that He's given us a hope. I'm thankful to be in the race. I'm thankful that I've got my name signed up. I'm thankful this morning to be in the race. And I want to be faithful to God, and I know the Lord wants to help us. Let's be encouraged this morning to continue on in the things that God has for us.